This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Here's some interesting information for you. There's some research that suggests that neurodivergent people are more likely to be LGBTIQA+ compared to neurotypical people. Well, here to chat to us about this is JP, a multidisciplinary and cross-media storyteller. JP, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so lovely to be here.
We're really pleased to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about neurodiversity for those who don't know what it is?
Yeah, of course. In sort of a general sense, we tend to use neurodiversity to refer to the spectrum of stuff that includes autism and ADHD. I found out a few years ago that the person who coined the term neurodiversity was using it to refer to anything that was a bit different to what we expect as standard. So, technically neurodiversity is much bigger, but in this sense and in most uses now, it's in that autism ADHD world. And as I have just beautifully demonstrated, often involves going off on tangents into specialty interest areas.
But very interesting, though, I must admit, JP, because I was just thinking about the term neurodiversity then, and I suppose, in a sense, according to the original definition, we're all neurodiverse, aren't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's the exciting thing, certainly for me, one of the most exciting things about the way we talk about things like normality or disability or what standard humanity, whatever that means, is that we seem to be getting a little bit more nuanced in our understanding of what that means, that, yeah, there is beautiful commonality between us and there is an interconnectedness. And as part of that, there's no such thing as normal, you know. But, for those of us who are a bit neurospicy, or a lot neurospicy.
I love that, neurospicy.
what a blessing that you get to be neurospicy and queer at the same time.
Absolutely.
Reject all of the norms and boundaries.
JP, let's talk about this research. How much more likely is it that LGBTQIA plus people are neurodiverse, and why do you think that is?
I've got to preface this by saying that this is not my formal field. Mm-hmm. I am just taking the neurospicy, enthusiastic amateur approach. There's all sorts of different numbers that come out of different studies, of course, because when you're talking about things that require self-identification or declaration and you're doing it within the context of sociocultural values that may not always encourage people to be up and out and open, it can be a bit tricky. But one study that I did read a little while ago, actually, was suggested that the instance of queerness, and I think this one in particular was looking at multigender attraction, mm-hmm. amongst neurodivergent people, was about 2/3, which I think is really quite fascinating, that you have this segment, you know, that perhaps has, a rewards-based neurology rather than, an interest-based neurology rather than rewards-based neurology, doesn't fit into the shape we expect, whatever, however you want to classify us neurospicy kids, that had so many more people willing to say, well, yeah, turns out I'm not straight, and so many more people willing to say, turns out I'm bi. And I think I've pondered on this a bit and chatted to, you know, other people like me who sit within those two camps. And I wonder if maybe it's a little bit about if you are neurodivergent, you kind of grow up knowing that the rules don't really make any sense to you. You know,
what's that like, being in a world
where social conventions, the ways of behaving?
What's that like, though, being in a world
aren't how we see the world? You know,
You're in a world and you've got rules, and you know these rules exist, but you also don't understand them. I mean, how do you? Is that quite conflicting in terms of how you process it and how you understand it?
It's a trip. It is an absolute trip. I understand the rules. I can play by the rules. You know, I had lots of practice doing it.
But if they don't make sense.
A lot of the time, they make absolutely no sense. Things like the idea that not quite telling the truth, you know, caching things in manners and euphemisms is kinder than telling the truth. I find that quite bizarre, really, when I think about it, because what you're effectively doing is giving somebody half of the information and expecting them to just magic the rest of it out of the air. Little things like that, you know, or the amount of effort put into creating a certain tone of voice or a certain face shape or all of these little things that once you become aware of them and really think about them, to me, seem nonsensical. And I think somewhere in that, you know, if you grow up with that disconnect, then maybe it's a shorter leap to go from, well, this is the way we're told relationships should work, or this is the way we're told gender or sexuality should work, to actually that's not how it works for me. You know, if you spend your whole life feeling slightly outside of the norm, then in for a penny, in for a pound, right?
JP, what is something that the rest of us can do to support neurodiverse people? What would be the one thing you'd love to say?
Really good question. That is a really, really good question, and it differs for different people. I think the one big thing that I've found across questions of inclusion or access or, you know, whatever the catchphrase is now, is to ask people what they need. For me, it's directness and space when I need space. That's it. But really, I think the core of everything is just to ask. Most people, if you ask them what they need, will be grateful for the opportunity to tell you and will tell you honestly.
JP, well then I'm going to listen to what you said, and I feel uncomfortable saying this because I would normally say, okay, and you know, wrap up an interview, but I'm going to be direct and say, we've run out of time, so I need to end the interview because the newsreader is in the newsroom, not getting edgy, but waiting to do the news, and I need to fit in a song, so I need to wrap up the interview. Is that what you're asking for?
That was exactly what this little spicy queer needs.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
I love it, JP. We've got it. At least we've all learned something today. Let's be direct. Thank you so much for your time and for letting us know what it's like to be neurodiverse. Oh, no, neurospicy.
Yeah, spicy.
Thanks, JP.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
We'll chat to you again soon. Thank you.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.